The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. So instead of me giving a talk and being the responsible one, how about you ask me a question? Do you have any questions that you'd like me to respond to? And we need that should someone?
So my question is, you know, the self-worth is...
Can you turn it up a little bit for me?
For me, my self-worth depends on my mood and how to make it independent.
Make what independent of your
the
mood?
The self-worth.
Sorry?
Self-worth.
I'm not finding the word.
Self-worth.
Oh, self-worth is dependent on your mood.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're up for a ride then. This way and that way, yeah. Roller coaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
So but how do you make it independent entity?
But you know that it's happening, right?
Yeah.
But you forget?
I mean, I get carried away.
You get carried away by the mood and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a issue for most people, this thing. And it's really good to see it and know that that's going on. Many people don't have no idea that it's happening. And one of the things you might want to think about is what can you do, how can you live, what are the activities you can do that doesn't make it stop, but lowers the ups and downs. So it still goes on like a little bit, but it's much more not so intense. Mm. And so, for example, some people overwork. Some people spend too much time having alcohol. Some people have too much time ruminating in their head over and over and over again. And so maybe there's things you can shift a little bit. So maybe rather than alcohol, go do some exercise. Rather than ruminate, go for a walk in the park. Rather than overworking, make sure you take time off to recover, to rest. So what are the behavioral things you can do that can somehow take the highs and the lows off a little bit, so it's not so intense?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. What do you think of that?
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. I'll try that.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Q, for the Q&A. So when considering the acronym RAFT, the tease apart, how do I not turn teasing apart into another ruminating activity? Because I noticed that I would go through my checklist and I'm like, wait, this has gone a little too long.
Nice.
Maybe it's tease a little too apart.
Yeah, another way to tease apart is to... whatever it's going on, look at it with more clarity. Look at it. And the teasing part happens naturally if you see with clarity. If you really see what's happening, the details. What makes it hard to see what's going on is if we are seeing through the lenses of fear or greed or too many busy thoughts or too much self-preoccupation. And so then you don't see clearly. But if you really see clearly, the teasing apart will happen by itself. So what teasing apart means is you see the distinction between things. You see the details of it and how each of them is alone, distinct.
By that, do you mean the components of feeling and...
For example, and, yeah. So mm-hmm. so you, if you're really still and clear, you see that the body sensations of an emotion is body sensation. You see the belief is the belief. You see that the attitude that comes with it is the attitude. That motivation is, you know, and so you start seeing all the different component parts and you see it with clarity, then you've teased it apart.
Thank you.
So that way you don't have to analyze your way into teasing it apart. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you. I'm happy to sit in silence. People have been meditating in the morning. Everyone's just chilled and calm, and all the problems have evaporated. And so, this is good. We just sit here and appreciate it.
Sometimes in day-to-day, like off the cushion, I will recognize a powerful emotion or thought after the fact. Like, for example, like remembering something like a mistake made the day before, a conversation, you get that cringe, but it already happened. After that, how to respond to that, because initially I would have aversion to the reaction. Is there a way to better think about it, maybe as an opportunity? Or
yeah, well, I've had those kinds of things happen to me, and the first thing I do is be amazed at the power of the mind. That the mind can tell a story, and there's all this, that's not even happening anymore. It's like, you know, and there's so much tightening up or activation that goes on. Wow, this mind is amazing, that what it can do, and how susceptible we are to the advertisement, or how susceptible we are to the, you know, the horror movie that comes along. We get caught in it. So I like being amazed, because being amazed respects the mind, it kind of sees it for what it is, and it's not perpetuating reactivity. Oh, I shouldn't be reactive. I'm a meditation teacher. I should not be this way. Just, wow, look at that. This is how it works. And that makes space maybe then to see it more clearly, because maybe there's something under the surface of the event itself that needs care in your case. Maybe there's something, some fear, some feeling of being lost or inadequate or something tender that really is waiting for you to come and say, hey, my friend, life is difficult, and I'll be with you, I'll accompany you.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that was great. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think that I have gotten better at noticing some of the behavior patterns that I might have once turned to help, like, cope with difficult emotions.
Which one is it difficult?
To cope with difficult emotions, like watching TV or distracting myself in some way. I've noticed more recently in difficult moments turning to, like, reading or listening to things about the Dharma. And I'm curious how to notice, like, when that in itself is a way of sort of doing the same thing.
Great question. Yeah, I've known people who just distract themselves with all these teachings about don't being distracted. I can't wait to do another one. And, you know, it's hard to be a person in this world. So, you know, people are trying to do their best with, and sometimes distraction is the best they can do. So we have to kind of care for ourselves and not be too hard on ourselves. What I like about doing Dharma practice and listening to Dharma talks, and even if it's a distraction, my hope is that it involves some degree of pointing attention back to oneself to see what's here, to discover what's here. And if we keep being honest, keep seeing what's here, recognizing what's here, you don't have to worry too much whether or not you're getting it right, because it's self-correcting. When the time is right, you'll get the clear information. Oh, I'm just running away. I didn't know I was running away. Well, so what? Off you go, and you keep doing it. And then, wait a minute, I'm running away. Then you start seeing, wait a minute, this is not good for me. I think there's a better option. I know a better option. And it might take a while, but slowly you'll get the information. And so this is particularly true for people who actually do the mindfulness practice. Then you don't have to worry so much about getting it right, because in the practice or in life in general, because it is a practice of self-honesty, and eventually the things will work themselves out. And then you can be a little bit relaxed, because some people are neurotically trying to do it right before they're ready. We don't know when we're ready for change. But mindfulness will help you to come and find that time. Is that an okay answer?
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Okay, so thank you very much. So we have our time for cleaning the center. I appreciate those who are able to stay and help. And I might have some things to ask people to do. Well, there's enough of you. Maybe I could ask someone, a couple of people. There's an amazing place to clean. You could be amazed at what humans can do and what goes on. And as you do this, if you volunteer, and you won't finish it, just do what you can. Figure out what to do. That if the back wall there, to that parking lot of the green apartment building, somehow or other, there are birds or something that has eggs that end up against the wall. And so all this egg things kind of drying on the wall. It's quite something. If someone would like to be amazed enough to see what they can do to clean it. Yeah, the two of you? Great, do what you can. And you know, a little bit, maybe you need a hose or brushes or buckets, or I don't know what it takes. But take a look at it and see. And you don't have much time, so just do what you can.
So I'm going to refer to the list so that I don't forget anything. How about two people to vacuum the meditation hall? One to kind of move the chairs out of the way and then put them back in place after you're done. One and two. All right. Thank you. And then two people to sweep the community hall and one other person to vacuum the mats. Okay. One and two. Okay. How about four people to clean the restrooms, including the one at the top of the stairs? Sweta, one, two, three, and four. And then one person to take out the trash and the recyclables, Daryl. One person to tidy up the kitchen. Okay, and including the fridge and the check for the paper towels, please, and the sink. Then, let's see, how about, so before I ask for volunteers for the outside. Gil, do you know anything about the table that's on the sidewalk, on the corner, right under the tree? It looks like a coffee table or an end table, low to the ground, with a green sheet on top of it. Not ours. We can just... Yeah, I just noticed it on the way in. Yeah. And also, okay, then six people for cleaning the yard, sweeping the one, two, three, four, five, and six. All right, thank you. And then let's see, some things that we don't do weekly. Gil, can you, do you have anything in mind like that? From the inside or the outside?
The outside.
Outside. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Well, somebody to tidy up the cushions. Thank you. Put the cushions back in. And we want to do that? Okay. Thank you. Gil, how about the baseboards? I don't know when the last time they were cleaned, dusted. And also... whoever is doing the library, remember to check the water for the plants and water the plants. All right. Yeah, yeah. Or in the conference room, in one of the, no? I thought the last time I saw, maybe this is an outdated list. That's what this says, that. Water the plants. Okay, we should remove that.